Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 45 of the Spiritual Combat, Mental Prayer. Mental prayer is the elevation of our minds to God, asking of Him either expressly or tacitly those things of which we stand in need. We ask for them expressly when we say in our hearts, O my God, grant me this request for the honor of thy holy name, or Lord, I am firmly convinced that this petition is thy will and for thy greater glory. I ask this petition. Accomplish therefore thy divine will in me. When harassed by the attacks of the enemy, let us say, come swiftly, O Lord, to my assistance, lest I fall a prey to my enemy. Or, O my God, my refuge and my strength, help me speedily, lest I perish. When temptation continues, we must continue the same prayer, courageously resisting the foe. And when the fury of the combat has passed, let us address ourselves to the Almighty, imploring Him to consider our weakness in the face of the enemy's strength. Behold, my God, thy creature, the work of thy hands, a man redeemed by thy precious blood. And behold, Satan, trying to carry him from thee, to utterly destroy him. It is to thee I fly for aid, and it is in thee that I place my entire confidence. For I know that thou alone art infinitely good and powerful. Have pity on a miserable creature who stumbles blindly, though willfully, into the path of his enemies, as do all who forsake the assistance of thy grace. Help me, therefore, my only hope, O soul, strength of my soul. We tacitly ask favors of God when we present to him our necessities, without making any particular request. Placing ourselves in his divine presence, we acknowledge our incapacity to avoid evil or do good without his aid. We are nevertheless inflamed with the desire of serving him. Thus, we must fix our eyes upon him, waiting for his assistance with unbounded confidence and utter humility. The confession of our weakness and the desire to serve him, this act of faith so performed, is a silent prayer which will infallibly obtain our request from heaven. The more sincere the confession, the more ardent the desire, and the more lively the faith, the greater will be the efficacy of the prayer before the throne of God. There is another method of prayer similar to this, but more concise, consisting as it does in but a single act of the soul. The soul presents her request to the Almighty, adverting to a favor already asked and still sought, although not formally expressed. Let us endeavor to cultivate this kind of prayer and employ it on all occasions, for experience will convince us that nothing is more easy, yet nothing more excellent and efficacious. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, Vessel of the Holy Ghost, Child of Mary, Apostle of Rome, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes we hear the word mental prayer, and we think of formal meditation or contemplation. And Father Scoopley will talk about meditation in the next chapter. But here he's using mental prayer for prayer that stays within the mens, That's the Latin word for mind. Mens mentis, mind, mental prayer. This is prayer that doesn't come forth from the mouth. No one can hear it except God. So he's talking about something that is not meant to be only for 30 minutes in the morning or an hour in the morning or half an hour in the evening, the way we would do a formal meditation. He's talking about something that can be used, as he says at the end, on all occasions. He's talking about a kind of conversation with the Lord that no one else notices, but that's going on in our minds or in our hearts. And it involves asking things of God. And he says you can make this mental prayer in two main ways, expressly or tacitly. Tacitly means implicitly, as you will see, without a particular request. So the express form of mental prayer is when you specifically ask for something. You have some particular thing that you're in your mind forming requests for. Whereas tacitly mental prayer said tacitly, as we will see, is not expressly formulated, but it's a more general request. You present yourself before God as incapable of doing good, of prone to evil. You kind of humbly put yourself before the Lord, and you allow him to sort of provide the solution to your needs. You express your desire to serve him, but you just sit before him, your eyes fixed on him, acknowledging your incapacity to avoid evil on your own, your incapacity to do good, your desire to serve him. And this is a kind of prayer that sometimes people make. They don't even know they're making mental prayer, but this is with their attitude before the Lord. And he says that this can even be simplified even more by simply being with him and sort of presenting to him, not in words, but with a desire of your heart, some simple request you've made. And to just sit there before him, not formally expressing it, not using any words, but in a very simple, single act of soul, presenting this before him, who you know knows, you know that he knows. It's kind of like Our Lady at the wedding feast at Cana. She said to him, now she said this verbally, they have no wine. So she made that's a vocal prayer. But you see how that prayer put it into his power to do what he thought best. And then what did Our Lady do? She was quiet. I mean, she said to them, do whatever he tells you. But then what in her heart must have been the case? She must have gone away and simply in her heart been praying this kind of mental prayer, this tacit mental prayer, single act of the soul. There's a priest that once was really wanting something for his community. He never explicitly said to his superior what he wanted. He never told anyone else, but he said he was pushing very hard, meaning in prayer, he was pushing very hard. He was doing this kind of mental prayer, asking God explicitly for something for his community, but then more generally, he had asked for it once. It was in the back of his mind. It was there. And sometimes when he was before the Lord, he would just be, without even bringing it up explicitly, making this simple request of the Lord. Maybe you're going through a very difficult time right now. Maybe there's something you deeply want. And sometimes you just sit quietly before the Lord. And this request is being made known. He knows your heart. But there are other times, going back now to the expressly mentioned mental prayer, especially we're being attacked by temptation, when the devil is attacking us. It's not enough just to have tacit prayers. We have to very specifically beg the Lord. We're in the middle of a fight. We have to beg him, Lord, save me, my refuge and my strength. I'm about to perish. All this is going on in your heart against your temptations, against the devil. The devil, that fallen angel, that wicked spirit, God created him good, but he chose to not serve God with an irrevocable choice. His will is so strong, the that he cannot. He's poured everything he has into this choice, and he will not turn back. And now he's trying as much as he can to mess things up. He can't really ultimately mess things up, but he can only do what the Lord allows him to do. And that tends to be to kind of stir up trouble, to try to scare us from what we're supposed to be doing. So let us say today, in our hearts, Lord, help me, be my refuge. I cannot avoid evil without you. I cannot do good without you. Come, Holy Spirit, inspire me to sit before the Lord with my eyes fixed on him, waiting for him. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. When shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord. I wait on him. I wait on his word, and he will save me. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.